Hey, welcome in to the Grace One Daily Podcast, 1 year Bible reading journey, Pastor Jeremiah, day 34. What's the weather like where you're at right now? Again, you might be listening to this, you know, like a week from when I record it, so weather could be good, but all kinds of snow, blizzardy weather in my neck of the woods right here, right now. So what do? We make videos, we make podcasts. It's a good time for that. So day 34 of the 1 year Bible reading journey, I encourage you guys, subscribe to the Grace Point Daily Podcast. Also bounce over to YouTube. That's our YouTube channel. You can check these out on video and subscribe to that as well. Or we have it on Facebook Live, mostly each and every morning. So there we go. Today I'll bring you a word of encouragement from Exodus chapter 17. Let me read this for a second, starting in verse 8. It says, "While the people of Israel were still at Rephidim, the warriors of Amalek attacked them. Moses commanded Joshua, 'Choose some men to go out and fight the army of Amalek for us. Tomorrow I will stand at the top of the hill, holding the staff of God in my hand.' So Joshua did what Moses had commanded and fought the army of Amalek. Meanwhile, Moses, Aaron, and Hur climbed to the top of a nearby hill. As long as Moses held up the staff in his hand, the Israelites had the advantage. But whenever he dropped his hand, the Amalekites gained the advantage. Moses' arms soon became so tired he could no longer hold them up. So Aaron and Hur found a stone for him to sit. Then they stood on each side of Moses, holding up his hands, so his hands held steady until sunset. As a result, Joshua overwhelmed the army of Amalek in the battle." And so this is a scripture encouraging us, number one, about the importance of taking prayer and worship into our battles, that we don't fight battles in our own strength. You know, the Bible says we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against spiritual principalities. And so a lot of times we're fighting, you know, the physical elements of our life without the power of prayer and worship, and how important that is. But the encouragement specifically I want to give you today is that our prayers are powerful, but they're more powerful together. So here's Moses taking on the task of like, y'all go fight, but I'm going to pray. I'm going to worship and stand in the gap. And as long as he was praying and as long as he was worshiping, there was victory. But his hands got tired and, you know, things began to shift, so to speak. And so what happened is that, you know, hey, let's hold up his hands, because when his hands are lifted, we're being victorious. So one God on each side of him. And so what I'm saying today is your prayers are powerful, and that we should take that element of prayer and worship into our everyday lives, into all of our spiritual battles that we're fighting, because there's power there and there's victory there. But, you know, again, the negative could be is isolation, that we only limit the fighting of our battles to our own prayers. But look how powerful this is when we begin to support one another, when we support each other with our prayers. So like, if they, I don't know what would have happened if they wouldn't have come along Moses and lifted up his hands and supported him. So it's reciprocal, right? It's like, man, how much better will my life be, or the battles I'm fighting be, if I get other people support me, pray for me, support me, and vice versa. I do the same for you. So there's power in your prayers. Your prayers are important and make a difference, and we should be waging our battles with our worship and our prayer, but not doing it alone. And it shows the power of what happens when we begin to support each other, lift each other up. There's even greater victory and probability for victory when we support each other with our worship and our prayers. Okay. So try that out. You know, maybe practically do that when you know someone who's in need, and that's intercession, that's standing in the gap and like, hey, you might be tired and weary, but let me support you. Let me support you with my prayer and with my worship as you're fighting this battle right now in your life. And vice versa, you know, get people to do the same for you in the things that are going on in your life. So your prayers matter. They make a difference. They're powerful, but man, when they're supported by others, it's exponential. So I encourage you with that word today. Thank you for joining me on the Grace One Daily Podcast on the 1 year Bible journey. Keep reading together. Talk to you tomorrow.